6 minutes till the Liberty net. So,
hey, I'll go ahead and make a call out and see who else is out there. We'll get you on the list.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC.
November 8th, Zulu Charlie.
November 8th, Zulu Charlie.
Well, good evening, sir.
And not a bad signal.
Well, thank you. I was kind of wondering. I heard Bob in there, GOI, and he was a little down there just above my noise level, but hey, at least I'm working, and I'll be here for the net. Back to you, N8ZC.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, and I'm glad you could join us tonight. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of hash. I don't know where this noise is coming from. I guess there's a storm brewing somewhere in the atmosphere, and I'm picking it up. You know how that works. Hey, but anyway, thanks for coming by, sir. And this is KG4ZXC. Who else is out there monitoring tonight? Hello. Mr. Rich, good evening, sir, KB2DFD, and also a great signal coming out of Pennsylvania as well. Good evening, Rich, how are things on your side of the country? Well, I've been confused. Let's see, I've been very confused, not sure where things are going anymore, so I'm just trying to hold down the fort and keep a sane mind here. They've been exposed, and the evil is upon us, and we see it for what it is now, for sure. Well, anyway, I won't get into too much rant right off the bat, but good to hear you in there, Rich. Always a pleasure, sir. Hey, let me take another pause and see who else is out there that would like to join us here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Come on in.
KO4FE.
And there you are, KO4FE. I missed you the other night there, Bill.
When was that? I was on Saturday night.
Oh, the night, the Liberty Net before that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was down in the basement. I got mixed up in something and forgot all about it.
Hey, Roger, I know how that works. Yeah, I had to leave out Saturday night a little early. The wife got bad sick on her stomach. She was having that, some people call it acid reflux, some call it GERD. And I'll be dang if I didn't have to take her down to the emergency room to get some kind of medication.
Yeah, Roger, my wife used to get that, started after she got pregnant, and she battled it for on and off for quite a while.
Yeah, unfortunately, it takes on whoever it wants. Well, it happens to me if I decide to eat a lot of spicy foods in any kind of form or fashion. I like hot stuff. They don't like me.
Yeah, the one thing I used to get at some time, and the thing I noticed is if I ate something, especially anything spicy or acidy like spaghetti, and then went to bed, I would get it. But if I eat a couple Tums before I lay down, then I've never had it since then.
Well, I tell you what, at least you know what to avoid most of the time. That's my problem. I don't know what to do anymore. I try to eat everything that's put in front of me regardless. Hey, Mr. Bill, got you in there. It looks like Bob's got the logger up and running, and everything looks good. And you're number 6 on the list tonight. So thank you, Mr. Bill.
Okay, roger that, Jesse.
Hey, let's see. This is the it is $2,200, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, Jesse, out of the great state of fraudulent Pennsylvania, where election fraud runs rampant and sheep are scared. With that, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, guys. We'll take further check-ins. Who else is out there? Okay, I guess I'm not hearing anything at this time. We'll go ahead and check out Bob's in. I'll have him fill out a call over my shoulder just to make sure I'm not hearing anything down that direction over towards Bob. So, Bob, take it away and fill out a call real quick and see if anybody else is listening.
Alrighty, this is KHLY relaying for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Are there any other check-ins? CQ is the Q. Nothing heard.
Man, it's full ROQ. I can't hardly hear Jesse.
Alrighty, Larry. Larry's out there, Jesse. He said it's hard to hear him, but I'm listening to you guys on SCR also.
Just kidding.
Well, I was going to say, Larry, you was 20 to 30 over. I don't know why I would not be heard, but yeah, you had me spooked there for a moment. Hey, Mr. Larry, thank you, sir. Hey, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Thanks, Bob, for throwing out the call, and let's see if anyone else is out there before we start off tonight. Anyone, anywhere? Yeah, before I forget, I was going to hope to hear Randall in there tonight. He's been sending me some emails periodically, and I haven't heard the band open up down toward Texas yet, but maybe before tonight's out, it will. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and start the net off. So, Mr. Bob, what should be the topic tonight, sir?
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, it's probably the Biden administration is the topic.
Oh, are you talking about this self-installed government?
Yeah, the fellow that's definitely making things a mess as each and every day goes by. He cannot sign enough paperwork to undo the good that President Trump did.
Well, you know, I was looking at a little bit of news. I'm trying to avoid it because my blood pressure boils every time I look at it. And I'm really trying to desensitize myself from the media or any other outlets at this point. But you know what I've noticed? He signed, 35 already?
I heard it was in the 30s, so that's probably the correct number. And, all these good-paying jobs that he's going to create, but he's putting people on unemployment before the good-paying jobs are here.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's about what's going to happen here. But, you know, I wanted to start the net out with something that I noticed today, and maybe this will kind of blend it back into this new destruction nation, I guess you should call it, because it's a complete disaster. Hey, well, I wanted to tell you guys something that I've ran into for the last 3-4 days, and I thought this was the most important of a lot. You know, you cannot buy anything American right now. I've sat there and tried to get new connectors and adapter fittings for coax for 3 days now. And you know what's amazing? Everything comes from China. So what does that tell you guys? It tells you that nothing is made here in this country anymore, and no wonder the president had made such a big, President Donald J. Trump, our true president, he is the only one that made it completely clear that our national security is at risk when we can't provide our own resources to provide to our military, among the civilian side of things as well. But I thought it was really interesting because that's been my trouble all week long, trying to find a company that's either open or willing to do business with you or don't import from China. Well, anyway, I'm going to leave it with that, Bob, and send it up to you for your comment. So, good evening, everybody. This is KT4ZXC, and I'm sending it up to K8JOY here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
Alrighty, I'm going to start out with two, but I'll be kind of quick. This is a letter from Ted Nugent to Joe Biden. Ted Nugent wrote, "Dear Vice President Biden, although I refuse to listen to it, I understand that during your presidential acceptance speech, you were calling for the unity of the Trump supporters. I remember 4 years ago, my President Trump also called for unity. I remember congressional members of your Democratic responded by boycotting his inauguration. I remember how you and your Democratic Party cheated and used a dossier to try to impeach my President Trump. I remember how your Speaker of the House ripped up my President Trump's beautiful State of the Union speech on national television. I remember how you and your Democratic Party tried to impeach President Trump over a Ukraine phone call. You accused my President Trump of power to play. Come to find out, Joe is really the one, and your son Hunter is the one that are to play. I remember how you and your Democratic Party blamed my President Trump for the pandemic that he had nothing to do with. I remember how in your Democratic Party encouraged rioting and looting on my great United States of America. I also remember how you and your Democratic Party used the media to spread lies about my President Trump. I remember how you and your Democratic Party and the election stole the election from my President Trump. This Trump supporter remembers how all of this has gone and will not be unified with your Democratic Party. Your abject criminal and dishonesty is treasonous. You belong in prison along with the rest of the swap." So that is from Ted Nugent. And my other little quick comment for this round is, so we want to be green. We want the all the American government motor vehicles to be electric. Now, I don't know, maybe people don't understand. That electricity comes from you plugging the car in. And when you plug the car in, that's our electrical grid. And our electrical grid uses fossil fuel. So if you're not burning the fossil fuel, you're using it to generate the electricity. So you're still making a carbon footprint. So I had an electric car for 2 months. My electric bill was normally $124 a month. For the 2 months that I had that dump car, my electric bill was over $250 a month to charge an electric car that I only drove 1,800 miles. So where does that clean electricity come from? It comes from the plants that generate it. What is wrong with these American people? Back to you, Mr. Jesse, KT4ZX Tennessee.
Okay, Bob, KJY, KG4ZXC, Jesse here, and let's see, David, somebody made a comment right when you keyed up. That station was recognized. Do you want to go in, go ahead and give me a call? I thought so. All right, well, you know what, Bob? you make a lot of sense when it comes to when people don't realize that they have to plug their car in to charge the battery. Well, where does that power come from? You know what it's going to end up looking like? It's going to be looking like a repeat of Gilligan's Island, where he's sitting there pedaling a bicycle to charge the batteries for the professor to sit there and charge the batteries for the radio. So that's what it's going to look like, Bob. And I tell you, that's a myth.
Yep, I just think it's funny. They want all these cars to be green, but they need electricity, and electricity is made by fossil fuels and by coal. I don't understand how they can't think this out, but, you know, that Biden is just a nutcase. I have a photograph of Joe Biden with Jill Biden as a teenager sitting on his lap, probably playing with his hairy legs, and Jill Biden was the babysitter for the children when Mrs. Biden was in the hospital. So he was tapping her, and then he marries her. So, nice guy. But we're not going to talk about that because, you know, he's a Democrat. He does no wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, they can't do anything wrong. They're too busy thieving everything from the American people. So what could they do wrong? Hey, thanks, Bob. Good to hear you tonight, and signal's holding up great. So KHJLY, clear with you. Man, 4ROQ, Mr. Larry, out of the great state of Tennessee. What you got for us tonight, sir?
Okay, thank you. Jesse, you are sounding good there. You must have been to the store there, got you a little bigger amp. It's coming in good down here tonight. Here's a, this Dominion voting system has filed a $1.3 billion lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani, a personal lawyer for former President Donald Trump, alleging defamation for his complaints about the reliability of voting machines in the 2020 general election. The 107-page lawsuit alleges that Giuliani made more than 50 statements that disparaged the company's voting equipment in speeches on Twitter and on podcasts. Giuliani's statements are defamatory, the lawsuit says. They have exposed Dominion to the most extreme hatred and contempt. Giuliani said in a statement that the lawsuit will allow him to investigate the company's history, finances, and practices. Now, that's one good thing about this lawsuit. He's going to be able to delve into their history and their finances and everything they're doing right now. So they might have signed their death warrant on this thing. He threatened a countersuit alleging violation of his constitutional right to free speech. The amount being asked for is quite obviously intended to frighten people of faint heart, Giuliani said. It is another act of intimidation by the hate-filled left wing to wipe out and censor the exercise of free speech, as well as the ability of lawyers to defend their clients vigorously. Courts rejected election complaints due to a lack of evidence, but Giuliani seemed to have quite a bit of evidence to the election fraud. See, Biden's overturning the Trump transgender troop ban. That's in one of the booklets there on top of his desk that I've seen there some pictures of. Let's see, Pentagon ordered to end bias over gender identity. President Joe Biden on Monday overturned President Donald Trump's policy that aimed to ban transgender troops from service. Biden directed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to implement a policy that prohibits discrimination against troops based on their gender identity. and required the Pentagon to report within 60 days its progress in unraveling the ban. Biden said the move makes the nation safer. Today I repeal the discriminatory ban on transgender people serving in the military, Biden said in a tweet. It's simple. America is safer when everyone qualified to serve can do so openly and with pride. The directive is one of Biden's first moves to unravel Trump's legacy in the military and elsewhere in government. In a statement Monday, Austin called repeal of the ban the right thing to do is also the smart thing to do. The Pentagon will ensure transgender troops are not discharged or denied reenlistment based on gender identity. They will also receive medically required treatment for transition. The Pentagon will review cases of transgender troops who had action taken against them under the Trump era ban. So the article goes on, but that's pretty much it. The says the Trump policy required transgender troops to serve based on their sex at birth. Transgender troops who had begun receiving treatment under the Obama-era policy were grandfathered in. The Pentagon estimated that there were about 9,000 transgender troops serving in 2016, and about 1,000 had a diagnosis of gender dysphoria, whatever that means. Okay, we'll get one more article here and we'll move it on. An effort to put government on $20 bills restarted under Biden's treasury. And Joe Biden's press secretary said Monday that the Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put abolitionist leader Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. Obama administration Treasury Secretary Jack Lew had selected Tubman to replace Andrew Jackson, the nation's seventh president, on the $20 bill. But Tubman's fate had been in doubt since the 2016 presidential campaign, based on critical comments by then-candidate Donald Trump, who branded the move pure political correctness. And I believe that, too. So, we'll stop it right there. Thanks, Jesse, for running the net. You want to shoot it back up there, too? KG4ZXC on the Liberty Net. This is Larry in Tennessee. Back to net.
Good.
Yep, $30 bill.
Yep. You know, I'm surprised they didn't put the donkey on the front of it. I should call it something else, but I won't. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, clear with N4ROQ. And the station that just made a comment, what's your call sign? And do we already check in? Okay, I guess not. Hey, well, if you'd like to join us and check in and voice your opinion, feel free. We don't discriminate. This is KG4ZXC. Thank you, Mr. Larry, and 4RQ. I wanted to mention real quick before I forgot, the process of Rudy Giuliani getting the information from Dominion and doing all that is called discovery, if I'm not mistaken, which gives him that opportunity to break bad and pull everything out of the closet. So, and in the name of justice, I hope he prevails. Hey, thanks, Mr. Larry. Let's go down to Mr. Carey. November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Come on in, sir.
Oh, boy, where do I start? Yep, for starters, I guess. Name here is Carey. That's Charlie Alpha Romeo Yankee. I'll be up here in Michigan by a little town called Bancroft. Oh, boy. First off, I guess I'm going to say this, because that was the most recent thing. You know, they say, comedians say timing is everything. So the $3 bill already belongs to Obama. So I guess, do we invent a, $9 bill? Well, Harriet can have that one. Oh, boy. You know, it's a sad state of affairs. These idiots in Washington who are in power now, you know, they just don't give a crap that they stole the election. They don't care what anybody thinks other than what they believe needs to be done. You know, made in China. You know, that's another thing. I can remember when made in Japan was a big deal. I'd much rather buy a made in Japan. Oh, but, you know, just this week, you know, with everything that's going on, listening to the rhetoric where Uncle Joe is signing all these executive orders. He's nothing more than a puppet. He's a marionette. Actually, he reminds me of a ventriloquist dummy, because somebody's got their hand up his ass, pulling a string. And back a while ago, actually, probably about the time of the election, I had kind of an epiphany and made myself laugh, and a few people that I've shared this with kind of tend to laugh and agree with me. He kind of reminds me of Harold. I think that's right. Ventriloquist dummy for, oh God, now I'm going to draw a blank. Never mind. Walter. That's it. Walter. And, you know, this old bastard can't even put a pen in his pocket. How the hell does he figure out how to sign his name? Oh, but anyway, pardon my choice of language here. I tend to not want to do that, but yeah, I'm so frustrated, I don't even want to deal with it. But then again, I know I have to deal with it. We all have to deal with it, because it's just going to get worse. Oh, but anyway, yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. And all I can say is, you know, there's a lot of good people out there who are aware. Hopefully something will change soon before it's too late. I hate to say it, but a part of me feels like it might be too late already. But, you know, if these people can steal an election, what else are they capable of doing? Because they obviously don't care that we know. They're just going to do it anyways. So where's the line in the sand at this point? And I'm going to quit babbling. I'm just frustrated beyond all frustration. And I'm thankful for this net, because there's a lot of like-minded people that share the same sentiments, concerns. It breaks my heart when I think about all the people throughout history who have died, bled, fought for what this Constitution and this country stands for. And I guess I'll just leave it at that. I'll be here listening, and thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. And guess back to you there, Jesse. This is NAZC.
Okay,
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Carey. And, you know, we all feel the frustration that you feel as well. And, you know, Mr. Jim, K-8-I-N-E up there in Michigan, always kept telling us time and time again that we all need to voice our opinion and say what's on our mind, and you know, don't let this slow us down. And right now, that's our biggest problem right now. You know, we don't seem to have a leader in any way right now, because they've stifled, you know, free speech on the internet to the point where it's completely gone, unless you go to like the Gab, the social media site there, if you enjoy going to it. But I tell you, I found out that I'm no better there than I am right here on the radio. And you know what? God bless you, Mr. Carey, because I'm going to say this. You know, you might not have the words that come to mind when it comes to this this diabolical plan that these people have implemented to take our rights away from us. But, you know, you said the line in the sand, where is it? Well, I'm going to tell you where that line in the sand is. It is now, right here among each and every one of us out here, because Mr. Jim would not want us to sit back and not say a word or complain or gripe or let our voices be heard, because this is the whole problem with this new society, this new government, this installed government, I should say. Because I'm gonna voice my opinion, I'm gonna get out here and I'm gonna make it clear, and whether people like it or not, if you got hurt feelings, then you need to move off frequency. That's all I got to say for that matter. But you know, the line in the sand is right here, right now. And we, the people, must stay together. We must communicate. We must voice our opinion. But we have to do it in such a strategic way that it is almost impossible for us to be persecuted because of it. Because right now, every word you say that implements any kind of harm or any type of activity against them people, they're going to hold it against we the people. And you know what? I've got a new word. Since they want to play with words, yeah, I got a new word. We need to decommission the communism. We need to decommission the Democrats, and they need to be decommissioned once and for all. And that's what needs to be done. Hey, thanks, Mr. Carey. Good to have you in there from the great state of Michigan. November 8, Zulu Charlie. This is KG4ZXC, and we're going to move down to the list. KB2DMD, Mr. Rich. What you got for us tonight, sir?
This is KG4ZXC. This is KB2DMD.
Before, you know, this is second man and just gave you some real insight. Plagiarism, that has never lived an honest day or uttered an honest word in his life. It's like really disgusting. For anybody that has the technology to go on InfoWars.com and look at the archives and perhaps listen to that one, really, really good stuff. Four masks on.
KB2DMD, and you know, you hit it on the money there. You know, I'm glad that you presented it in just that way, because hopefully other people out here like myself will be a little bit more inspired to wanna get back in the game a little bit, because, you know, it's been a downer for a lot of people, and I know that, and I feel it. I feel it from family. I feel it from all the hams I talk to. And you know what, Rich? You bring a new light to the end of the tunnel a little bit there, because I really do feel with the people standing up and everybody not allowing them to get away with this, and go out and buy some of these t-shirts that's coming out now. The new t-shirts are coming out that my vote didn't count, voter fraud 2020. There's all kinds of shirts coming out everywhere, and I'm seeing people rock these t-shirts and sweatshirts all day long with this, and I tell you, it helps when you can put a little perspective on everything. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it, sir. And we'll be back around to you here in just a short. KB2DMD. Great signal also, Rich. So God bless you. KO4FE. Mr. Bill, out of great state of Pennsylvania as well. You have the deck, sir, so go ahead and take it away.
Okay, KG4ZXC, KO4FE. Okay. Well, the band's in pretty bad shape where I'm at. I can hear Jesse real well, but everybody else is either below the noise level or just above it. Even Larry, who I usually receive pretty well, is right at the noise level. So it's the band is very short, I guess, instead of long like it usually gets when it's bad. But
I can hear Jesse just fine. He's 40 over, but everybody else is way down. So anyway, I don't know how anybody's hearing me, but I'll try to keep it short in case I'm just talking to the ionosphere. But anyway, you know, Joe Biden, I don't even know if he's really even a cognizant of the executive orders he's signing. It seems like he doesn't even know what he's signing. They just put a stack of them in front of him, and he just, you know, fumbles with his pen and mumbles to himself and signs them. I don't even, not even sure he's even aware of what he's signing. But anyway, here's another one. This isn't an executive order, but it says Joe Biden is setting up a Supreme Court reform commission that could open the way to court packing. Why do we need the Supreme Court reformed? I mean, it seems to be working. Of course, we all know it's the left who doesn't like the fact that Trump got three Supreme Court appointments. But, you know, it was like when Obama was elected, the Democrats were all saying, hey, elections have consequences. Well, they have consequences. Donald Trump was in. He had three openings on the court, so he filled them. What's the problem? Elections have consequences. Well, anyway, not for the left. Says Joe Biden is looking at creating a commission to study reforms to the Supreme Court, a new report revealed Wednesday, which could pave the way for court packing. Multiple people familiar with the matter told Politico that the bipartisan commission would fall under the White House counsel's office and would look at recommending changes to the federal judiciary overall, not just the Supreme Court. So they're going after all the courts. There will be somewhere between 9 and 15 members appointed to the commission, a source familiar with the discussions outlined. Despite concerns over a progressive agenda coming from the commission, Jack Goldsmith, a vocal advocate of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's appointment and confirmation to the Supreme Court, could frustrate Democrats. So they're going to have one conservative, oh boy. Two others who have been tapped for the panel are Christina Rodriguez, a Yale Law School professor who will act as the co-chair of the commission and who served as former deputy assistant attorney general in Barack Obama's Justice Department, and Caroline Frederickson, a former president of the American Constitution Society, who is in the progressive wing of legal thought. Biden has come under pressure to embrace expanding the Supreme Court during the 2020 campaign, and particularly when Republicans went ahead with the nomination of and confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, giving the highest court a 6-3 conservative majority. Well, that was perfectly legal to put Amy Coney Barrett on there. I don't know what the problem is. But a month before the election, at the height of the controversy over Coney Barrett replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Biden declared he's not a fan of court packing, but vowed to form a commission to study any structural changes if elected. I mean, if the liberals want to blame anybody, they should have blamed Ruth Bader Ginsburg for not retiring back when Obama was in. I mean, she's had cancer 3 or 4 times. I mean, her health was bad. She should have retired back when Obama was in, but she just couldn't give it up. So if the liberals want to blame anybody, blame Ginsburg, because for staying in there too long. So anyway, we'll see where that goes. But you know, it's all about the fact that the Democrats don't like the fact that Trump appointed a lot of judges, so like everything they do, they always have to find an end run or a way to cheat or break the law. Here's another one of Joe Biden's executive orders. This is probably the dumbest one that I could imagine. Headline, Gateway Pundit, insane, Joe Biden signs executive order banning the term China virus. You'd think you'd have more to worry about. It says Joe Biden signed an executive order today that banned the term China virus. It's not clear how this will help with the pandemic. The coronavirus is widely believed today to have been created in a lab in Wuhan, China. This was one of his 37 executive orders in 6 days. The Biden executive order is also expected to direct federal agencies like the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to examine whether there are xenophobic references to the China virus in any existing policies, directives, or government websites published by the Trump administration. So Joe Biden's taken on the important issues with his phone and pen, signing an executive order. He doesn't want anybody to refer to the China virus. I don't know whether he's also banning the term Wuhan virus, but he doesn't want anybody being politically incorrect. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. We'll keep it short this go-around due to the band conditions. KG4ZXC Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, very good, Bill. And, yeah, I heard every bit of it. You're still pushing 30 to 40 over at my location, which I am also using the SDR, which Bob wanted me to remind you that there's a lot of SDRs out here. I'm kind of using my own at the moment because I ain't worked all the bugs out of it yet, but I'm when I hear a station not coming in too good, I switch over to the remote SDR right now that I'm using down there right outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. It seems to be picking everybody up pretty good, so something to think about. Hey, thanks, Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill, good golly. Anyway, thank you, sir, and great input there, because this executive order crap, everybody knows it's all fraudulent, and everything he does from this election forward is nothing but illegal, and the American people is not going to stand for it. And yeah, I would say the Wuhan China virus, well, or Wuhan virus, or however you want to look at it. I look at it the same way. He ain't going to stop me from voicing free speech, and I'm sure it's going to be contested in court by somebody before it's been done. Hey, let's see. Good evening into JTTF and Miss Laura and Mr. Marty into IRJ. Good to have you guys listening tonight. Oh, and by the way, Mr. James, Kilo November 4 Zulu Echo Sierra is also monitoring tonight out of the great state of Tennessee. He's down there somewhere in Memphis. Can't wait to hear you up on the air, sir. Maybe the weather will break and you get that antenna up and running before too long. Hey, well, this is KG4ZXNSC, Jesse here out of the great state of Pennsylvania. And we're moving back to the top of the list. And it looks like it's going over to Mr. Bob. So, KAJOY. Let's give a transmission and see how the band's holding up.
All righty, Jesse. Yeah, I'm using an SDR also for Bill and for Richie. I've never had to use one for Richie. That's kind of impressive. So, KG4ZXNSC, KJY. Hi, Miss Laura. Hi, Mr. James. So, I have two of them. One of them is from Raw Conservative Opinions. Capitol riots have more video evidence to show. Antifa BLM leader John Sullivan organized an Antifa protest at the Washington Memorial not far from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. This was right before the violence at the U.S. Capitol. This violent action from the Antifa John Sullivan and his group happened just before the people that were protesting walked to the Capitol. For some reason, the mainstream media refuses to report on this Antifa protest. John Sullivan was later arrested for riding inside the Capitol. No one has yet asked what happened to his cronies. Oh, dang it. It moved over. So then, let's see. The other one I've got, I have a liberal brother and sister. They're really turds. But my liberal sister put on her Facebook, maybe I've been just following American politics too long, but the tradition of Republicans handing Democrats a totally effed up country is and immediately blaming them is just predictable. Now, I don't remember him handing them an effed up country except for the virus, which I'm going to call Kung Flu. I'm not going to be politically correct. It is Kung Flu. And then my other one is, just 1 week into his presidency, Joe Biden seems insistent on making the country more vulnerable to Chinese aggression. May 1st, when President Donald Trump issued Executive Order 13920, which recognized that foreign adversaries are increasingly creating and exploiting vulnerabilities in the United States power system. Following that order, we were to purchase nothing from China for our vital emergency systems and infrastructure. However, Joseph Biden changed that with an executive order that we can now purchase Chinese items to put into our vulnerable electric power grid. Thank you, Sleepy Sloppy Joe. And my last quick one is, Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security during a Capitol insertion made an alarming revelation during an interview with Fox News' Martha McCullough on her show. He stated that the crazy Pelosi, she wanted machine guns to be used as a last resort from our crew-manned machine guns to be used on the American public at that event for the alleged insurrection. So here's a group that doesn't want weapons, but they want to use weapons of war against their own citizens. Can you say Nazi Germany? Back to you, Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX and a C, KAHAO and a Y.
Well, yes, that's their plan of action, Bob. KAHAOY, Mr. Bob. Yeah, that's exactly their intentions, is to use military force upon the American people because they cannot will their put their will upon the American people. They cannot force this on us any more than they're demanding that we do what they say. See, you know, our government, the way I look at it, if everybody ignores anything that comes out of Washington, then we're in good shape, because that was the same identical thing that they done to Donald J. Trump, our president. And, you know, that's what everybody's got to remember. Yeah, we can fight back. Just ignore their crazy lunacy politics and their executive orders and just go on like, you know, nothing ever happened. Hey, thanks, Bob, and you hit on so many different levels, I don't know what to comment on next, but thank you there, Bob. Good to hear you tonight, and you're still coming in like 10 to 15 over S9 here, so no problem. Hey, let's move it down to Mr. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. You have the podium, sir. Come on in.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Oh, let's see, McConnell backs off on filibuster demand. Let's see, easing off a stalemate, the Senate moved forward Tuesday with a power-sharing agreement. Evenly split chamber after Republican leader Mitch McConnell backed off on his demand that Senate Democrats preserve the procedural tool known as the filibuster. The standoff between McConnell and new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had all but ground the Senate to a halt in the early days of a Democratic majority and threatened President Joe Biden's agenda. Schumer refused to meet McConnell's demands. I'm glad we're finally able to get the Senate up and running,
Schumer said my only regret it took so long because we have a great deal of need to accomplish. They want to accomplish a lot when they're in there, but didn't want to work with Trump at all. I'm glad we're finally able to get the Senate up and running. To debate over the filibuster, the procedural tool that requires a 60-vote threshold to advance most legislation, is far from over. Some Democrats see the tool as a outdated relic that can be used by the minority Republican Party under McConnell to derail Biden's agenda. Even as he dropped his demand, McConnell warned Tuesday of all the ways the Senate business could still be tied in knots if Democrats try to press on with plans to pursue changes to the filibuster. They would guarantee themselves immediate chaos, McConnell warned. So, still heading forward with this impeachment is pure lunacy, but they're still planning to go ahead and impeach a president that's already a private citizen. Biden orders U.S. to end use of private prisons. Also addresses housing inequity, other biases. President Joe Biden on Tuesday ordered the Department of Justice to end its reliance on private prisons and acknowledge the central role government has played in implementing discriminatory housing policies. In remarks before signing the order, Biden said the U.S. government needs to change its whole approach on the issue of racial equality. He added that the nation is less prosperous and secure because of the scourge of systematic racism. We must change now, the president said. I know it's going to take time, but I know we can do it. And I firmly believe our nation is ready to change. The government has to change as well. Orders signed Tuesday will recommit the federal government to respect tribal sovereignty and disavow discrimination against Asian Americans and Pacific Islander community over the coronavirus pandemic. Biden directed the Department of Housing and Urban Development in a memorandum to take steps to promote equitable housing policy. In order to end the reliance on privately run prisons, he directs the Attorney General not to renew Justice Department contracts with privately operated criminal detention facilities. The move will effectively revert the Justice Department to the same posture it held at the end of the Obama administration. This is the first step to stop corporations from profiting off of incarceration, Biden said. GOP, the GEO Group, a private company that operates federal prisons, called the Biden order a solution in search of a problem. Today's executive order merely represents a political statement which could carry serious negative unintended consequences, including the loss of hundreds of jobs and negative economic impact for the communities where our facilities are located. A GEO Group spokesperson said in a statement, the memorandum highlighted xenophobic against Asian Americans is in large part of the reaction to what White House officials said was offensive and dangerous rhetoric from the Trump administration. Trump, throughout the pandemic, repeatedly used language in public comments when referring to the coronavirus. They're still referring to what Trump said about the Wuhan and the Chinese, letting all these COVID-19 loose and not telling us until months later. So the Democrats are trying to protect the Chinese and not say anything about them at all. Anyway, the article goes on, but that's pretty much, you can see the Democrat point of view there. They're changing everything, that Trump had changed to in executive orders and while he was the president. So we'll stop it right there. Hope everyone can hear me. We heard you good there, Bill. KO4FE, you came in great. Everyone sounding good here. Rich sounding good.
This is N4ROQ back to net.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Larry. Wow, a lot of information out there tonight. But yeah, you know, you made a comment there a few minutes ago about systematic racism. The only thing I see as systematic is the systematic communism that's going on in our government, and that's what the thing, because there is no racial divide in this country. Rich against the poor. Well, anyway, thanks to Mr. Larry and for ROQ out of the great state of Tennessee. And let's move it down to Mr. Carey. November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Come on in, sir. It's round two. What do you got for us?
What I got? Well, geez, I'm sitting here listening to you guys. And looking at, the news and whatnot, and this one particular article kind of stands out. Where old Biden, what's he saying? Something about you can't legislate by executive orders. And it says he signed 37 of them since he's been in office. Gee, imagine that. Oh, I don't know. I just really have a problem with stupid liberals. But, so I don't really have anything much constructive, but thank you also for your opinion there and thoughts on the line in the sand. And you're right, the line in the sand is right there in front of us all. Oh, but anyway. Yeah, it's amazing, looking at the different news outlets, InfoWars, Breitbart, WND, all those. There's not a single one of them that reports the story the same. So are they any better than the, mainstream media that reports fake news? I just don't know what to believe. But I have to just hold out and, it's like all of us, we're going to pick a side. Well, guess side I'm picking. That's why I'm here tonight. But, I don't know. I think we're all hoping that Trump had a card to play yet. And I really have to question if he still does or if it was just all rhetoric there, too. I really hate to say it that way, but I think we're all at that point where, these liberal states, are starting to lift some of their bans, according to the news. And then you see where, multiple masks and, in staring at this one right now here on InfoWars, dumbass Bill Gates, I guess don't even get me started on Bill Gates. It's amazing the people that buy into this. And then here's, John Kerry tells, laid off oil workers, build solar panels instead. Duh. are they electricians? They go back to school. Oh, wait a minute. The government will pay for your college education, won't they? They can't even figure out, how to, plan a stimulus package. They're idiots. I'm just going to shut up and unkey this mic because liberals are the biggest oxymoron that you could ask for, so I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, everybody. I enjoy this net. Everybody be well, be safe. God bless this country, and God bless all of us conservatives. back to you, Jesse, N8ZC.
Hi, Mr. Carey. Well, thank you, sir, and appreciate you being here tonight with us. You know, your support means a lot, not just to me, but to everybody else out there, to help everybody understand that this is our stand, and this is all we can do for the time being without creating some kind of major turmoil, and that's what we got to be aware of, and just keep the information flowing, and try not to pass on anything that is illegitimate, you know, and that's what we have to focus on. Hey, well, thank you there, sir, and we will talk to you again soon enough, and I hope you stick around for round three, and that's when we'll do our closing statement. So, Mr. Carey, God bless you, sir. Out of the great state of Michigan, November 8th, Zulu Charlie. And we're going to take it down to Mr. Rich, KV2DMD, my buddy up there on the other side of the state. Take it away, Rich.
Okay, Jesse. Well, I'm still hearing you pretty good. The previous guy, I couldn't hear him too well. It's really odd to me. Well, you know, everybody's, you know, within a radius of me. Well, I should be hearing them, but there's just a couple holes where I'm not. So, I don't know. Hasn't changed yet. But glad you're hearing me on the hamster wheel-powered transmitter and the limp noodle antenna, and wonderful. Good deal. Executive orders, I wouldn't worry much about. You know, executive orders traditionally, Jesse, don't really carry much weight. Initially, I think the whole idea behind them was like so Dolly Madison could order new china for the White House or something like that. They're really benign, and you know, here's the thing. You know, Irwin, W2VJZ, God rest his soul. Somebody chastised him once on the air for saying, do you think the Constitution is the solution to everything? And that's when Herb started to sing, the solution is the Constitution. The solution is the Constitution. And it really is. And the way it is that we know it. Everybody should grab their citizen's rule book from time to time and brush up on the Constitution. It's so simple that a five-year-old can read it, Jesse. And you know that. And really, you know, under the Constitution, executive orders are more for shaping policy in very, very limited ways. And it's easy to tell when they overstep the Constitution, because we've all studied the Constitution and we know when something doesn't jibe with it. So, you know, like, in other words, remember when FDR issued an executive order that this whole group of American citizens ought to be interred simply because they happen to be of Japanese ancestry? That was blatantly unconstitutional. These people were already American citizens, but because they had slanty eyes, they had to go to a camp, you know, and be deprived of their homes and their property. It's ridiculous. Mulberry versus Madison. Any legislation that is in any way repugnant to the Constitution is automatically null and void. You don't need a judge to interpret it for you. You know when it's null and void. When it goes against the Constitution, it has no weight of law. So consequently, many of these executive orders don't carry weight of law. To the extent that you can, don't. You know, any time an elected official acts in a manner contrary to the U.S. Constitution, he's guilty of treason, plain and simple. Are we going to get to a point where we actually have real courts where these people can be tried for treason? Yeah, who knows? But in the meantime, I'm not going to obey any treasonous law, Jesse. I know you're not either. You know, when I get the glory, I might have to look at men like Adams or Jefferson, and I might have to look them in the eye. I don't want to have to turn away when they say, did you do everything that you could do? So, and here, you know, speaking of the Citizens Rule Book, I have it in front of me. And this was William Pitt's address, part of it, before the British House of Commons. It's on the last page. And I always love this. I've got a copy of this hanging up in the shop. The poorest man may, in his cottage, bid defiance to all the forces of the crown. It may be frail. Its roof may shake. The wind may blow through it. The storm may enter. The rain may enter. But the King of England may not enter. All of his force dares not cross the threshold of the ruined parliament. And this is where our Constitution comes from. It comes from British common law. And I mean, these rights that were given by God and enshrined in our Constitution are actually duties as well. Every right in that first 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights is also a duty, Jesse. So, you know, here's where we're going to separate the men from the boys. I mean, you know, are we going to, and really, you know, the hardship that we often talked about enduring is, you know, please don't hurt me. Please don't take away my cable TV and my internet. See, this is the problem, Jesse. You know, a lot of people like to go around singing God Bless America. Something you America for a long time. What happened? We got fat and lazy and licentious and let go of the wheel. So, you know, 60 million abortions? I mean, come on. You know, America should bless God and ask for forgiveness. And I think once we start doing that, things are really going to start turning around. But in the meantime, executive orders and, oh, you know, unless you drive a car that's powered by 2D batteries, you're going to have to pay a $2,000 a year tax on that F-150 of yours. That's bunk, man. And I mean, come on, there's people that have been figuring out ways around motor vehicle laws and taxes for as long as I've been alive, a lot longer than that. So, you know, I mean, just, you know, use your noodle. You know, there's plenty of ways around this stuff. And, you know, again, like Nancy Reagan said, just say no, man. It's not always going to be that hard. At least, brothers, give it some thought before you comply. See if there's any other way you can do this without just automatically caving in to a regime that's illegally in place. And that's enough legal reason right there. It's not a legitimate government. It was not by a popular election. The popular vote went to Donald Trump. It was a landslide. Jesse, are you going to tell me that a guy that couldn't get four people to show up at his rally somehow got the highest number of votes in U.S. history? On its face, that doesn't make sense. So, you know, just say no. Just say no. KG4ZXCM, the group. This is KB2DMD.
Bravo.
Hey, Roger, Roger there, Rich. You know, you couldn't have put it any better, and I'm going to have to take some notes on that last comment there. But, you know, this whole election has been nothing but a joke, and you know what? The joke is really on them, because they believe that they won it legitimately. No. The joke is really them. You know, it's the biggest joke since Saturday Night Live in my book. Hey, thank you, Rich. And I'm going to start reframing my opinion about how I should say God Bless America as well, because I should say thank you, Lord, for saving America or keeping America safe. So I believe you're right on the way I need to start presenting that. Thank you. Hey, clear with KB2 DMD. That's Mr. Rich out of the eastern side of Pennsylvania. Clear with you. KO4FE, Mr. Bill. And let's see, in the southwest corner of Pennsylvania. Come on in, sir. And what you got for round two?
Okay, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Okay, Jesse, well, it's kind of funny with all the election irregularities and all the apparent fraud and the unconstitutional rule changes. We got the Justice Department's working on election fraud. Listen to this, Gateway pundit. Pro-Trump meme maker Ricky Vaughn indicted for using Twitter to, quote, spread election disinformation, unquote, to Hillary Clinton voters back in 2016 faces 10 years in prison. A pro-Trump meme maker and Twitter troll was indicted Wednesday by feds for using social media to spread election disinformation to Hillary Clinton voters in 2016. Ricky Vaughn, a.k.a. Douglas Mackey, used Twitter to post memes and troll Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential election cycle. The 31-year-old Mackey was arrested in West Palm Beach, Florida, on one charge of conspiracy against rights and faces up to 10 years in prison. According to the unsealed indictment, Mackey conspired with others on Twitter to encourage black people to cast their votes via text message. The Eastern District of New York said in its indictment that 1 week before the 2016 election, Mackey tweeted an image of a black woman in front of a African Americans for Hillary sign. Emblazoned on the picture was the message, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. Vote for Hillary and be part of history. According to the complaint, more than 4,900 people cast their vote via a text. And Hillary Clinton's campaign actually responded and proper channels. So how many people just sent a text message out of curiosity and didn't actually fall for the meme? The most chilling part of the indictment is the criminalization of normal political speech and banner. Starting in at least 2015, Mackey participated in numerous group DMs, these groups, which at times included dozens of individuals and at times had overlapping membership, served as forums for the participants to share, among other things, their views concerning how best to infiltrate the election. Among other things, Mackey and the members of these groups used group DMs to create, refine, and share memes and hashtags that members of the groups would subsequently post and distribute. An example of the criminal behavior describes Mackey and his friends on Twitter joking around in private groups about trolling shit libs with memes. For example, on or about December 22, Mackey and his associates exchanged Fed-free hate chat relating to memes suggesting that certain voters were hiding votes for a presidential candidate from one of two main political parties. Mackey started using Mackey Account 1. He said it's actually a great meme to spread, making all these shit libs think their friends are secretly voting for Trump. A participant in the group conversations, a Twitter user, described it as perfect psyops, to which Mackey later replied, we've hit upon a meme magic mother load. The next day, Mackey used the Mackey Account 1 to retweet a tweet that contained one of the discussed memes with the following text, if you need support, I'm here for you.
the feds are criminalizing political speech in order to lock up Trump supporters. Even worse, nobody who unleashed the might of the U.S. government to illegally spy on Trump's 2016 campaign is going to jail. But they're going to talk about putting this guy away for 10 years just for joking around with Twitter memes. Yeah, we know where the priority. Maybe he can cite the Constitution and get out of this. I don't know. Here's one. How to get a free bag of pot with the COVID-19 vaccine. Get stuck and take a puff. Cannabis activist group DC Marijuana Justice plans to offer weed gift bags for those who get the COVID-19 vaccine in the nation's capital. The organization has announced. They said, we are looking for ways to safely celebrate the end of the pandemic, and we know nothing brings people together like cannabis, wrote DCMJ co-founder Nicholas Schiller in a press release for the initiative dubbed Joints for Jabs. The group plans to hand out free weed baggies at Washington, D.C. vaccination sites, both to commemorate what is hopefully the beginning of the end of the coronavirus pandemic and as advocacy for both reefer and getting vaccinated. To celebrate this momentous occasion and thank people for getting vaccinated, dozens of D.C. home growers will lawfully distribute free bags of dope outside vaccination centers as soon as the general public is able to get vaccinated, the release says. Further quoting Schiller as saying, when enough adults are inoculated with the coronavirus vaccine, it will be time to celebrate not just the end of the pandemic, but the beginning of the end of cannabis prohibition in the United States. So anyway, they're waiting for the Department of Health to release the public vaccination sites. So if you get vaccinated, you get a bag of pot. I guess they're figuring that'll bring the young people in. Oh, God. I'll tell you what, this country's going nuts. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Okay, very good there, Bill. Wow. You know, you hit on a lot of things there as well, and I just wanted to reiterate one thing. Yeah, we definitely have a problem with a two-tier justice system when they can do anything they can to destroy the other party's choice of candidate, but yet anybody that speaks against them and does any kind of underhandedness against them, oh, it's a different story. Oh, I tell you what, this double standard has brought a new meaning to this country for sure. But, you know, I also wanted to remind everybody that this one famous baseball player, he died after taking the second COVID, China-19 virus vaccine. I can't remember his name, but my wife just mentioned it not long ago to remind me about it, but I cannot remember his name for the life of me. But, you know, I don't recommend it, and I don't think half the doctors giving this vaccine out would agree with taking it just the same as me and you. All right, thanks, Bill. KO4FE, out of the great state of PA. Thank you, sir. And it looks like we're back down to the monitoring stations into JTTF and Mr. James, Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra, still in monitoring mode. I hope you guys get your radios up and running soon. It'd be great to hear you guys on the net. Let's see. I do not have a whole lot I would like to reiterate on for the most part, but
I'd like to take a quick pause, see if there's any other station that want to join us on a rent late check-in. Please call now.
Okay, hear nothing. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie Jesse here in the Wednesday night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. And I appreciate everybody, especially Mr. Bob, for running the logger tonight as well. And it goes back to the top, which is K-8-J-O-Y, Mr. Bob. So, Mr. Bob, what you got for round 3 to 73 rounds? Come on in and make your peace.
All righty, Mr. Jesse and the others that are on the Wednesday night Real Liberty Net, KG4ZX Tennessee, KHOY. I'll close with two things. Mike Lindell, and I recorded it at 10 o'clock, was going to be on Newsmax. Allegedly, Twitter has canceled his account, so he can no longer tweet, which I wasn't a tweeter anyhow. But that's the way we're going to deal with the First Amendment. The left is going to take away the rights of the First Amendment for other parties, but there's that there's another format that is out there, plunder, something like that, but it's another format that is apparently being used. It's the format that Google, Twitter, and Amazon shut down in a weekend. In one weekend, they totally shut down this other social media format, but we can do nothing to stop child pornography. Bull. I'm going to switch for a moment. I have a message from, it's from the state of Ohio. It's from our local county sheriff's office. It's kind of an interesting comment. It has to do with new drugs. So on January 24th of this year, a bulk smuggling task force intercepted a California shipment of a new drug. The street name of the drug is Juice, and it is reportedly the result of a liquid added to powdered drugs that creates an opiate stronger than fentanyl and causes some of the users to, quote, go crazy, unquote, and, quote, tweak really badly. Now, I've seen people tweaking. I don't know if anybody out here has. It's pretty interesting. They really are about ready to crawl up a wall. But just in case you run across it, and when I mean run across it, I don't think you're going to use it. However, oftentimes this kind of stuff gets disposed of when people are being questioned or chased. So this drug resembles baby blue baby powder. So a blue powdery substance in a plastic bag or twisted up with a little tiny cushion on. It is stronger than fentanyl, so do not touch it. Also, if it's open to the air, it'll have a strong, bittery smell and will also cause positive forehead. I know that's kind of off the beaten path, but I'm amazed at how much stuff is found on our streets and our destination. Still, and now a baby blue that is more powerful than fentanyl. Just kind of a FYI for the public to be aware. So with that, Mr. Jesse, thank you for running it. Thank you for everybody for being here. Thank you for Miss Laura and Mr. Marty and Mr. Victor. I'll stay to the end, so I'll pass it back to you, Jesse. KG4, ZX and a C, K-A-8-J-O and a Y.
And signals seem to be holding up pretty good between us, so I have you on actual receiver, so good deal. All right, K-8-J-O-Y out of Ohio. Mr. Bob, thank you, sir. And yeah, I'll keep my eyes out for this type of new fancy drug there. Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, maybe that's what's wrong with Congress. Huh? What do you think? Hey, well, who knows? Let's take you down to Mr. Larry, N4RONQ. Mr. Larry, what do you got for the 73 round, sir?
Lately on the news. Test of the people that voted for Trump. They're calling them white supremacists and all this all the time, these liberal socialist Democrats. And they're saying they're even going to set up a new group of people to law enforcement agencies to just monitor us. They said that because of the siege there in the Capitol, that they'd give us some more hope, you know, and that they wanted to, they consider us a threat to the U.S., and so they're going to set up, as you might as well say, a police or the FBI to call us, a problem to the Democrats, and they're going to work against us and put us in jail and all this kind of stuff just for a little of nothing, you know. So I don't remember what they call their group they're going to set up, but I did hear that on the news that they're setting up some kind of a FBI setup or I don't remember the exact name they used, but they're going to set up a group to monitor the Trump supporters, in other words. All right, moving on from there. Israel aims to mostly close their airports to bring outbreak under control. With Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday said Israel will be closing its international airport to most flights to control a raging coronavirus outbreak. The entry of highly contagious variants of the coronavirus, coupled with poor enforcement of safety rules in ultra-Orthodox communities, has contributed to one of the world's highest rates of infection. The order was to begin early Tuesday and remain in effect until January 31st. Netanyahu's office said the order still required parliamentary legislation to be finalized. Well, I went to a car race earlier this year, probably in April, or early last year, in April or so, and they had probably 25,000 people there. None of us, very few, had a mask on. Now, I never had a problem. I walked around and spoke to many different people. This is just a rouge. It's just a virus. If you're in good shape physically, you got a good system there that you've got, you take vitamins, you're okay on your immune system and all that, you won't have a problem at all. Even if you catch something, it'll be very minor if you catch this. So, if it was out, if it's that contagious, you have to wear two or three masks that they're wanting you to do now. They're wanting to close all the businesses back up and all the restaurants down and everything. They really want to bankrupt the United States and the other parts of the world. I was reading in the USA Today here, the Dutch police clash with protesters. This is from The Hague in Netherlands here, the USA Today. Rioters set fires in the center of the southern Dutch city of Eindhoven and pelted police with rocks Sunday at a banned demonstration against coronavirus lockdown measures. Here's this, in the Netherlands, they've got people are rioting because they've locked down their country. While officers responded with tear gas and water cannons, arrested at least 55 people. Police in the capital of Amsterdam also used water cannons to disperse the outlawed and anti-lockdown demonstrations on a major square ringed by museums. So, I mean, it's big. They're, uh, the can't pay, they can't do anything. So you got to open the economy back up and quit all these restrictions and let your antibodies take care of if you get COVID-19, and there's a very little chance you're going to pass away from that. They're going to put it down as, if you get the flu and something happens to you, they're going to call it COVID-19. Like someone was talking about, I think Jesse or someone earlier, they're not even saying anything about the flu or any other diseases or cancer or anything else anymore. It's all COVID-19 if someone passes away. So they're locking in, putting everything together as COVID-19, no matter how someone passes away. Okay, and this is in Mexico. Vehicles held 19 burned bodies near Mexico, U.S. border town. This comes from Mexican authorities. Say they found 19 shot and burned bodies near a town across the Rio Grande from Texas in an area that had disputes between organized crime units. The Tamaulipas State Prosecutor's Office said late Saturday that the bodies were discovered along a dirt road after residents reported a burned vehicle. Authorities found two vehicles on fire, one containing four bodies and the other 15. Investigators believe they were killed somewhere else. Okay, let's see what else I can come up with. In the U.S., control pack, the Kremlin said. The Kremlin in the nearest days, the parties will complete the nearest or necessary procedures that will ensure further functioning of the pack. The Kremlin said Russian lawmakers said they would extend the pack this week. Now, these are just something to help. This just keeps us from building more weapons, more missiles. I'm sure that Russia is not going to go by. This is just a bunch of crap to keep us supply down. And the Democrats don't have enough sense to know it. They can't verify all this stuff. It's just crazy. Okay, let's see, one other thing, I guess I'll go with this one. Judge O'Kay's Weinstein bankruptcy plan with $17 million for victims. The Delaware judges appeared to revise Weinstein's bankruptcy plan. It provides about $35 million for creditors, with roughly half that amount to win. Have accused this credit film mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual misconduct. The judge approved the plan Monday, overruling objections by attorneys representing producer Alexandra Conalta and actress Wendell David and Dominique Hewitt. They have accused Weinstein of sexual assault and a former Weinstein Company employee. So he set up, looks like, $17 million for victims and $35 million for creditors. So, who knows what's going on there. I see a lot of cancellations. I saw the country getting in bad shape with our jobs. It's going to get down to where we won't have anyone working at all. Very much your Carnival cruise line is going to delay more U.S. trips. With new cases of COVID-19 averaging about 170,000 per day in the country, and then a jumbled rollout of vaccines. And I wanted to say this about vaccines. People, the internet is constantly looking for any articles about vaccines by doctors that are saying that the vaccines have aluminum particles in it, mixing with the other particles in the vaccine and going to the brain. And who knows what's happening there. It could cause cancer, have any particles, could cause autoimmune disease system symptoms, autoimmune diseases. Please do not take the virus with the vaccine. There's just too much doubt about it so far, and the media and the internet systems are canceling anything that comes out against the vaccine, even though they're true. So, if y'all want to some names of doctors that have studied the vaccine, and they knew a lot about it, they do have nanotechnology in the vaccine, which are not good news either. So a lot of other things in that vaccine that are just terrible. So you don't want to chance on taking the vaccine at all for this COVID-19. But they're not putting it out. They're stopping any kind of free speech on this vaccine that's coming out. So if you want to Google it, try to look up anything you can. The doctors about this, what's in this vaccine, it doesn't look good. But moving on this Carnival news line, Carnival plans seasonal service out of San Diego has been suspended and pulled their nose, and cruises scheduled through April 2023 were canceled. Some trips from California to Hawaii will continue to sail from Long Beach instead, the company said. Carnival began warning travelers of cancellations on Friday. Trips that were planned on cruise ships to Magic, Paradise, and Valor are being delayed until November. Why so much about this current global situation? We are adopting our plans as circumstances evolve, and we are able to confirm alternatives. Carnival Cruise Line President Christine Duffy said in a prepared statement Monday, Carnival Corporation shares dropped and shares of rival operators Royal Caribbean and Norwegian Cruise Line also were dragged down Monday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control lifted its no-fail order for the industry October 30th. It is also warning people to avoid all cruise travel due to the risk of infection. So it's shutting everything down, the CDC here in the U.S. The CDC allows for a paid restart if the industry testing and safety requirements for crew and operation successful test voyages. The security analysis effort shows that bookings for future cruises now exceed cancellations for the first time since March. Still lowered its expectations for cruise lines through 2022. Believing in fully delayed or monthly travel agencies are now predicting July would be the best case scenario for a possible return for cruises in North America. I'm sure FedEx is shocked at the jobs that's being canceled, especially in other countries. So FedEx is shutting down a lot of its operations in other countries, and UPS Freight is being sold to TFI for $800 million. UPS's agreement to sell the Virginia-based UPS Freight, the Canadian trucking giant TFI and International for $800 million. So they're changing hands. I don't know if they're hurting the country's economy or not, but anyway, they sold it to a Canadian trucking firm. Anyway, that's all I got tonight. Don't forget to, you guys at Animo, it's almost too late to get it, but you can still probably find some out there. You sure don't want to forget that. And we'll go ahead and shoot it back up there to you, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee. On the
Liberty Net and 402 and Tennessee back to that. Okay, thank you there, Mr. Larry, and definitely great signal still holding up solid, so it might
might not be affecting me, but maybe some of the other individuals out there listening tonight. Good comments all the way around. Thank you, Larry. Always a pleasure talking with you and hearing your comments. So, Mr. Larry, N4RRQ, 73's to you as well. We still got plenty of time to sign off, so I'm not worried about that right now. But thank you, Larry. All right, let's move down to, November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Let's see if Mr. Carey is still with us, and what you got for the final 73 round there, Carey, out of the Great Sand, Michigan. Take it away.
Vaccines, I guess it was, saying that you're better off getting the virus, letting your body do the antibodies, do its natural thing, than it is to take the doggone virus, or the vaccine for the virus, I should say. And, you know, which I have no intentions. I mean, they had to put a gun to my head to give me that vaccine, and even then I'm going to fight because the vaccine came around too fast, too easy. So anyways, I won't get on that soapbox. And doggone it, there was another comment that I wanted to make, and now I'm going to forget. That's what I get for not making notes as I'm sitting here listening, but anyway, that's the way it goes. But anyway, I'm just going to say 73s to everybody. It's time to go study the inside of my eyelids because I am tired. So good job there, Jesse, with the net. And everybody take care, and we'll catch you probably Saturday night. So anyways, back to you, Jesse. 73s, everybody, and good night. This is N8ZC.
Hey, well, thank you there, Mr. Carey, and you take care up there in the great state of Michigan, and I hope God blesses you and your family with everything you need to keep surviving. So 73, sir, and always good to hear you. So November 8th, Zulu Charlie, clear with you. And before I forget, I just wanted to make the one comment that you just brought up. You know, I've heard suicide by cops, but never suicide by vaccine. So let's not take that crap and have any self infliction on ourselves.
The 73
round, sir.
No, the 73 round. Man. I understand. Thanks for running it, Jesse. And, you know, you've got other obligations, too. That was when we were all footloose and fancy free and could shoot the breeze about politics until the wee hours. Really, like Vic used to say, current events. That's a more accurate description. Current events. Joints for jabs, Bill. That's really something. That's a really interesting demographic for them to target. A bunch of brain damaged potheads. Yeah, those. That'd be the first group to give it to. They don't care. You know, and you know the group that you'd really want to be in, Jesse. Do you remember Alex when he talked about? Well, I couldn't. You know, I listen on shortwave, so I, you know, and you know, obviously he does it. You know, for both radio and television, so he refers to videos that he's got on screen sometimes when he's talking. And this was, a few weeks ago, Mel, by the way time flies anymore, maybe a month or two ago. But he was showing video of all these people in line dutifully getting their COVID vaccine. But oddly enough, and this was televised, you know, this was for the local TV news or for the national news or whatever. And all the people in line, very curiously, when they jabbed, the plunger was down on the syringe. They weren't getting any juice, Jesse. They were getting jabbed, but nobody was pushing the plunger because it was all the way down. It was a hoax. It was a hoax. So, yeah, there's a lot to it. And you know what, Larry? That was outstanding. Information suppression on the COVID vaccine, just like information suppression on everything coming out of the mainstream. It's total crap, man. If you're listening to mainstream news for anything but the weather, and maybe even the weather, it's a lie. It's an out-and-out lie. So, yeah, good job on that, Larry. We've got to look elsewhere, not just for vaccine information. I mean, vaccines are inherently dangerous to begin with. The COVID vaccine isn't even a vaccine. In fact, one real expert that Alex had on, a real vaccine scientist, likened it to a bioweapon. Now, of course, you know, in Australia, they had to stop because everybody that got the vaccine was suddenly testing positive for AIDS. It has like an AIDS delivery thing. Not that you'll get AIDS from it, but it has that type of delivery mechanism. What do I know about this stuff? I don't even know what mRNA means. I know one thing. I've got a natural aversion to vaccines to begin with. I've seen the effects. My little niece, she went into the army. They jabbed her with 10 million things. She got really sick from it. So, you know, I've seen this stuff first. It's bad stuff, man. And, you know, and also, you know, Jesse, there's the Hegelian dialectic here, the problem, reaction, solution. Problem. Trump won the election. What do we do? Well, let's start engineering the plan against him now. What's his greatest strength? Economic recovery. We can fix that. We'll just engineer, we'll send Fauci over to Wuhan. We'll engineer up a nice little virus, something not too dangerous. But, yeah, we'll knock out a bunch of the old people. We don't care about them anyway. Bill Gates said, what the hell, if an old person dies and then we can use their money to pay one teacher, it all works out in the end. So yeah, so we're going to kill off a bunch of old people. Cuomo will help us. He'll stick them all in nursing homes into a big petri dish where we can wipe out a whole bunch with one fell swoop. What's the big deal? You know, I mean, you look at this, and now all of a sudden, that they drug Trader Joe across the finish line. You know, guess what? Well, now the Democrat governors think it's okay to relax the masking a little bit and give you a little more free. See, aren't we nice? Didn't the Democrats come to your that's the Hegelian dialectic. You manufacture a problem that makes people want to accept a solution that they ordinarily wouldn't accept. And, you know, there it is. You know, so, yeah, see that? Things are starting to ease up now. The vaccine is going out. We're flattening the curve. Yes, Larry is exactly right. Look outside the box, man. Do not trust the mainstream for any information on this vaccine, especially, look at their track record for suppression, Jesse. Look at what they did. The president of the United States couldn't be heard by the electorate. They censored him. They effectively censored the president. You know what else they're censoring? Truth about vaccine. And you know what? If your vaccine is so great, if it's so wonderful, it's the Madame Curie cure-all of the century, what do you care? If some crackpot is out there saying it's no good, it doesn't work, it'll give you AIDS, what do you care? let your thing shine by its own merits. Let me tell you something, Jesse, and you know, I see this in business too. There's a lot of people that think the way to get ahead in life is to drag the other guy down, spread rumors and lies about, you know, what he, you know, the way he runs his business. That's bunk. If what you've got is just so stellar and so great, let it rise by its own merits. What do you care what other people have to say? Your vaccine is the best. Look at everybody that gets a jab. Not only don't they get COVID, but they leap tall buildings at single bounds. It's the greatest thing since canned pineapple, man. You know, no, we've got to shut everybody else down. Hey, the guy that you're trying to run for president, he's not an empty seat. Let him prove it. Let him come out of the basement and do some whistle stops. Get his message out. No, hide him away because he's an empty suit. People might see what he really has to say and will be shocked. Suppress. Come on. That's not America. This is what I was saying before. Don't subsidize it. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to those channels. Don't listen to those feeds on the internet. Just withdraw from it. Instead, listen to, you know, some of the guys, the stuff they read from here on Gateway Pundit. There's got to be a half a dozen, you know, decent alternative sites for news. You know, I like InfoWars. It's a little too hardcore for some people. Fine. But CNN, MSNBC, I mean, come on, you can have rocks in your head, Jesse. So, and you know what? I think I'm preaching to the choir, not just here on the Liberty Net, but for 70 million Americans that have just had it up to here. They're splitting from the program, man. I mean, I can feel it. It's a dawn of a new day, Jesse. Praise God. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
Well, you know, Mr. Rich, you just hit it dead on the money, and you couldn't have put it any better. And I hope everybody out there really heard you, because they need to be aware of the situation and understand that this is what's going on in front of us. And you summed it up quite well. Thank you for that. And, you know, Rich, I think you're right. I think we're all preaching to the choir for the most part, because, you know, everybody I've spoke to within the last couple of months in itself has strict guidelines on what they are willing to do and what they're not. And taking the vaccine is not one of them. But, you know, that's the problem. We have to focus on the real news that's being put out. And yeah, Alex Jones is a little harsh for some people, but you know what? The truth hurts when it does come. Hey, thank you, Rich. We always appreciate you being here on the Liberty Net, and you take care of you and your family, and God bless. 73 KB2DMD, KG4ZXC, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let's see, moving down to KO4FE, Mr. Bill, come on in, and what you got for to sum it up for the evening, sir? Uh-oh, I guess Mr. Bill has taken off. Well, KO4FE, one last time before I pass you by, sir. Hey, Bob, did I lose Bill?
Yeah, I don't hear him. Let me try it. KO4FE, KHJY. Did you pass for the night, over?
I don't hear him down here.
That's the point that you asked me, and if you throw it out for one last time, and I'm going to jump in here real quick.
Okay, roger. Thanks, Bob. And, yep, we're at the bottom of the list, guys. I do definitely recognize into JTT and Miss Laura. Thank you for being there tonight. And Mr. James, KN4ZS, good to
know that you're out there listening as well. And you guys, I hope y'all have a great night as well. And this is KG4ZXC, and Mr. Bob, go ahead and make your final, and then we'll go ahead and shut the net down for the evening. Matt, over to you, sir.
Alrighty, I just wanted to relay, and it really kind of goes to Richie, but KN4ZES stated on the log, listen to you all night. Did you put this into perspective? And my comment was, I'm not taking that vaccine. You know, when we did the social security numbers in America, people kind of thought, huh, that's the sign of the mark of the beast. Yeah. They're identifying it. But the social security number is only in America. It's not in other countries. It's not in Russia. It's not in Denmark. It's not in Canada. However, this virus, the Kung Flu, we're talking about, you won't be able to fly domestically or internationally without some type of an identification that says you had the virus. You won't be able to go to live nation concerts in America without having some type of identification that you had the vaccination. This is scary to me. I'm not a doomsday person, but I gotta say, this is looking a lot like this is a way to identify each and every person in the world, not just the United States. With that, Mr. Jesse, thank you. I'll pass it back to you. KG4CFTC, KHOI.
Okay, very good there, Bob, and that's a scary thing, but you know, I'm grateful that I don't have that desire to take off and fly anywhere anymore, and since I'm out of the military now, that I'm not subjected to having to take it anymore. Vaccines of any kind, so I'm grateful for that. But Mr. Rich does seem to put things in perspective, and we thank him for that, because a good voice and a good perspective on things and the outlook for the future, he definitely brings it home. Thank you, Rich, and everybody else that has participated tonight on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC. I'm going to thank each and every one of you guys, KHJOY, N4ROQ, N8ZCharlie, and KB2BMD, Mr. Rich, KO4FE, N2JTTF, and KN4ZES. And I'd like to thank our founding father as well, W1WCR, Mr. Vic, for everything you have brought to the table in the past. And I hope you're out there listening tonight, sir. And I will say thank you for everybody being here tonight, and I hope to hear you guys Saturday night when Bob runs the net. So each and every one, 73s, and we'll catch you guys later, and God bless each and every one of you. This is KG4ZXC, and I'm closing the Liberty Net at 0459 UTC time. That would be midnight here on the East Coast. So thank you guys, and thank you, Mr. Larry, as well. 73's off.
Thank you, Jesse. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Mr. Bo, I'm going to put you on the log. KG0RSA, great to hear you.
Well, thank you. You can put me on the log. I've been sitting here listening. Every one of you came in out here tonight. Over.
Roger, roger. I'm coming out there. I was listening to some of the distance stations on an SBR out in Massachusetts. So, yeah, the band was really long. So, thank you, Mr. Bo. I always appreciate you and your voice, and I put you on the log that you were with us.
You bet. You bet. I'll tell them guys down at the coffee shop, we all agree with you. I'm going to tell them about that blue powder so they know that.
Well, I appreciate it. Again, it's, being in the job I'm in, I notice those things. And you see people throw stuff out of motor vehicles when they're running. And it can be just sitting here, and you pick it up and go, hey, what's this? Well, if it's as strong as it is, if there's any on the backy, it could get absorbed in your skin. So that would be a good thing to relay to them. And I swear, I'm going to have to find an aircraft and come out and just have coffee with the old, with this, that whole picture.
Well, you're welcome if you can make her out here. I sure appreciate it.
All righty, thank you, Mo. I will look for you on Saturday night when I'm deck control, and I'll look for you on Sunday night when I'm the moderator at the other group.
Sunday night where?
Remember on Sunday night at 9 o'clock, you found me at 3919.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that now. I'll be there.
All right, sir. God bless, and God look over to the kids, KJY.
Hey, Mr. Moon. Good to hear you, sir.
We go downtown to a Bible study on Sunday night, and I don't usually get home till 10 o'clock, over.
Roger, Roger. Jeff is down back to you, so I'm going to let him down back to you. But what is your Bible study thoughts on that? This vaccination maybe being something that's more covert than we think, over.
I don't know just what they're going to do. It's another couple, and they show us Jack Gibbs' church service that he has in California.
Roger, Roger. Well, I'm going to pass it to Jesse because he wants to shout out to you. But send you greetings from me and may God be with you.
Well, we all need that. And mainly we got to ask for the Lord to bless the believers. So the believers, people live in it and have a decent thought towards the good Lord himself. He's here, RSA, over.
Mr. Moe, thank you for being there and listening tonight. I wish you would have came in sooner, but hey, it's still good to hear you, sir. And you take care out there in Nebraska. KG4ZX3.
Well, thank you, Jesse. I didn't have nothing really to add that you guys didn't already. So I just sat here and listened to what was going on.
Well, we appreciate it there, Mr. Moe, but it's always good to hear you, sir. Take care, God bless, and I hope to hear you in the morning on 20 meters. So catch you then. 73 is all, and this is KG4ZXC.
73.
I watched one video of a lady sent an email of a lady medical doctor. She was talking about the vaccine and it just bit off just right after I read it. But other than the being that vaccine, she said that they were injecting nanotechnology items in there. She said that they could even take an app, put an app in your cell phone, and run that over your injection site and tell if you took the injection or not. And they said that she thought that there was a lot of other things that they were injecting in there so they could a lot of other particles that I don't know if they've really marked you. That there's some type of chips in there, but they can tell if you took the shot, the vaccine or not, with by the app. She said that there was a possibility they could tell other things about your body through the vaccine by what they put inside of you. Plus, there was three or four different things that they had in the vaccine, and one of them, I think she said that there was a company that makes a lot of military stuff involved in the vaccine too, like K
can't remember if it was Darva or something to that effect. But there's a lot of advanced technology type stuff in the vaccine. And it's not, you know, like the dead virus that they put in, you know, in the years past, and flu vaccine, stuff like that. But there was some type of like an epidemic type fluid they put in there, and they could see where the injection site was inside your body. Of course, there were other particles in there, so I think they're set up to mark us and maybe tell us more about, you know, your body and different things that they're injecting inside of you. You know, they've got some really high-tech stuff out there nowadays, and it's, she didn't know exactly all the different things that this vaccine, they could test you, or use a cell phone app and tell all about you, but there's quite a bit she thought that could go through that app to tell about what your body's doing, and possibly, you know, your blood pressure, you know, all kinds of different things, your emotions, different things, you know, so they're really high tech in that vaccine, so I'm not sure. I know that I don't want to get it. Technology is only telling that all they've got nowadays. So don't, just on the hand there, guys, be sure and look around for some vaccine videos if you can still find them, because as soon as they go on the internet, they're being taken off. They do not want the people to know what are in the vaccine, what's in the vaccine. So back to you, Jesse, and Florida.
Okay, yeah, very good there, Larry. N4ROQ, KG4ZXC. And hey, before, stand by a second, Larry. Hey, Bob, before you run off, I just wanted to tell you thank you for running the logger tonight, and I'll give you a call sometime within the next, maybe tomorrow afternoon or something, and you can help me redefine how certain things function.
All right. I have no problem. I like running it. It really kind of is fun to in the remarks they put down what each person's doing and what rounds we're on and if they can be heard or if they're listening. It's pretty versatile. I use it a lot on that other group. And we'll have, you know, 45, 50 people. So it really gets very busy. So I love using it.
Okay, then that's great. And yeah, I can start familiarizing myself with it a lot better. Yeah, because I need to get more familiar with it for sure.
All right, thank you, Bob.
And Mr. Larry, to reiterate on your comment, holy mackerel, I tell you what, this technology that we have now, it's almost like having a computer hooked to your car, you know. You just hook it to yourself, and you're self-diagnosting everything. You can tell how many heartbeats you're running within a minute, and you can find out if you got an artery clogged up. And you know, the technology alone is a remarkable thing if we use it in the right manner. But I am not going to just subjectively let someone come in and start diagnosing my problems from a vaccine that I did not approve of to begin with, or even want for that matter. You know, I still believe in my privacy and my Fifth Amendment, because, you know, everybody needs to be aware of it. And every time people get on Facebook and all this, I mean, they're giving their information away. Not me. I am not going to subject myself to that. And I hope other people don't either. But, you know, the technology is good if it was used, like you said, in the right way, and only you had access to it, and maybe your doctor. But, you know, this crap with this vaccine and everybody getting it and all that, you know, and
and you being on a list where you didn't get it, and then they come around and say, oh, you didn't get the vaccine. Well, ain't that part of HIPAA? To me it is. You should not even have that information, if you ask me. Over to you, Larry. KG4 is the
XC. It also can cause cancer or autoimmune diseases. Just high coffee. And plus other stuff. And, my gosh, who in the world would want to take something like that? That's the reason why they're not putting anything out about what's in the shot. There's not any info on the news at all. It's the vaccine. So I think this one was maybe promote the internet. I heard a lot of this information from, but they're taking everything that these medical doctors that are saying about the vaccine right off of the internet immediately. I've got several emails from different people, and here we go. Lane Larry Ostowski, I believe. I like to use the spelling of his last name. A doctor. Companies were involved in putting different things in the vaccine too, and that's nanotechnology, you know what that is, and all kinds of little things there that they can go in there, just like chips and anything else that they can put in your body, and they start telling what happens. You know, they're probably not very big, but they're big enough to be able to be injected inside of you, and that's what they're liable to do, you know. So I didn't get to make any notes on that video. It was taken off immediately after I looked at it. But from what I can remember, it was about a cell phone app that you can hook up, you know, and put it up next to your arm and tell you if you took the vaccine, and it's got lipodistin technology in there that people can see it probably with a light. You know, just all kinds of different things that, you know, military's involved with it, put stuff in it. Where's all this stuff at? Why aren't they coming out telling all these people that? They're just, take the vaccine. They might be trying to go to a new world order and do away with all of that, especially the elderly people that are over 65 Social Security, you know, and they're going to cut down on the population, so we don't have to pay as much money, you know, because they want to increase the population, and that's a good way to do it, is shoot them full of stuff that will kill them in the future, right?
Well, that's exactly correct, and we're seeing it right now. Today, in this day and time, and I knew it was a matter of time before, you know, they start their ways about them and start taking over in every little aspect of our life. But now it's reality time. It's hitting all the way around everybody now more than ever before. And they're going to keep pursuing this, and they're not going to let up, guys. And it's only a matter of time before things really get ugly, I believe. But I'll reiterate on what Mo says, and Mr. Jim used to say all the time, keep your powder dry. And that's what we got to, we got to start looking to new avenues of approach on everything now. All right, Mr. Larry, my wife has done called three times, and I'm going to have to get out of here. But, hey, it's good to hear you, sir. And as soon as I move this radio gear to the other room, I will be in here almost every night. So hopefully within the next 3 days, I'll have this radio equipment moved out and back in the new location. So, Mr. Larry, always good to hear you, sir. And I hope you and Mom have a great night, and I hope she's doing well, sir. And God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Give us a call and be careful moving if you got her sounding good. I hate to move stuff around, but you'll be okay with it. If you send me good, I'll have 40 under there. You got something working good up there. I'll have your antennas configured. So I guess you still got that inverted V up there. As you can see, I had it set before, it was really working good. Doing great for you, and good to hear Bob and Toby and all the other guys, and Rich and Bill and all the other guys. That's four. Okay, you take care.
All right, Mr. Larry. God bless, and 73 is everybody on the frequency. This is KG4ZXC, 73.
73, Larry, Bob, and Jesse. Have a good one.
Yeah, I think I heard you say something, Mo. Good to hear you, Mo. You take care out there in the bus.
Roger, roger. 73.
Been listening to the net about 20 minutes coming from the late night dinner. Yeah. Good as always from N2QFB.